We have been discussing those actions that deprive a person of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the outset, we should understand that this is the intense love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he has earmarked for us all those areas that are dangerous for us. Like we find when you're traveling sometime, is it in there dangerous construction? Or when you come to a certain place, is it in there electricity here, danger? And do not touch or go near or go far from this area. All this is to save us from physical dangers. Here, the spiritual dangers that are spelled out in the hadith, that if you do this, you'll be deprived of the mercy of Allah. If you do this, you'll be deprived of the mercy of Allah. And being deprived of the mercy of Allah is not a small thing. Allah Ta'ala himself mentions, وَمَنْ يَلْعَنِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِلَ لَهُ نَصِيرًا. Whomsoever Allah curses, you won't find an assistant and a person that can help that person. And you all know the famous title of Shaytan, Shaytan the accursed one, the one that has got the la'nat and the curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this light, in after this introduction, we should remember that we are doing ourselves a great favor if we stay away from those actions wherein the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, La'ana Allah al-Musawwirin, those people that make pictures and photographs, they are also cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should view all these in the light of our current circumstances as well, and draw some conclusions or pass some resolutions so that we can benefit. Otherwise, it will just become a theory. I'm saying something and you heard something and we carry on. In the light of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it's mentioned that he comes, I think it's from a journey or somewhere, and he comes to the house and he sits outside. He does not want to enter the house. Inquired from him, what is the reason? Says, these pictures here, there's a cloth, a material that is hung over in the house wherein there are pictures. Rasulullah refuses to enter into the house. Thereafter, after those pictures are cut off, Rasulullah enters the house. One hadith is mentioned also in Bukhari Sharif, that in al-Malaikata la tadkhulu baytan fihi junubun wa kalbun aw suratun, aw suratun. Or kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the essence of the hadith is this, that the angels don't come into those homes where there are pictures, where there is anybody there in a state of napaki and uncleanliness because of zina, or either he delays it to such an extent that some of his namaz has become qada. And thirdly, those houses that there are no dogs in, they are dogs, the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't frequent and don't come into such homes. One hadith is mentions that inna shadda an-nas 'azaban yawm al-qiyamah al-musawwirin. Al-Musawwirun, the people that will have the severest punishment on the Day of Judgment will be those that make pictures, etc. Similarly, in one hadith is mentioned, some of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone to Ethiopia, and they were describing that they had seen churches there with pictures, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned the essence of the hadith is, yes, these people, it was customary amongst them that when any one of their pious people used to die, then they used to make their pictures. Event firstly, thereafter they began to reprogress and go degenerate in this field, still they start making their statues, etc. And then they started worshipping them. At inception, the intentions were very clear. We'd like to remember our dear ones and our near ones, that is why we are taking these pictures. But eventually, we see where it had led them. Now, in current times, a person can say that I had never got that thought in my mind to worship these pictures, etc. But we should remember that Islam is that deen, that perfect deen, that saves a person from all those things that lead you towards things that are wrong. And this is a natural phenomena. For example, let's assume here at the curb or the entrance of this area here, there are a few lions roaming around. What will be the feeling of the mother and the father for the beloved ones? They'll say, look, don't go out for me, it's very dangerous. But the lions are miles away, there are so many, maybe 200 meters away, but yet they do not venture out of this door because of the love. Similarly, Islam stops all those areas that leads to evil. In this example I've given, for example, we just read two nights ago, La taqrabu zina. For example, a man just looks at a woman, doesn't make zina with her immediately, or he shakes hands, it doesn't lead to zina immediately. But all these, like one person had put it so nicely, this is the automatic escalator that leads you there. This is the escalator that starts now and leads you there. Similarly, we find it has become customary in many homes that these pictures are displayed. Imagine one person doesn't think properly and he deprives the entire household entire household from the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels of mercy do not come into those homes. If a person doesn't want to listen, or a person wants to be technical, wants to bring about arguments, like one person has said, I am putting this here, so I don't want the angels to come in. You say angels will come in, this is what the hadith says. Then I will remain. The angels of death won't come into the house. The angel of death won't come into my house. That's why I'm displaying this photo. Obviously, he was speaking not to an ordinary person. That person was quite learned. He said, yes, wahi kutta jo, wahi farishta jo kutte ki rooh ko nikalega, wo aapki rooh ke liye aayega. The same angel that will come for the soul of this dog one day when he dies, he will come for you as well. Because he will enter here for the soul of the dog as well. So if a person does not want to listen, it's a separate issue, he wants to justify the evil, etc. But should remember, al-haqqu la yu'rafu bil-rijal. A very common phenomenon in our people is, certain person is doing it, certain person is doing it. The haqq and the truth is not recognized by actions of people. It is recognized by what Allah and His Rasul has told us. As I mentioned, Rasulullah doesn't want to enter the home. The angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't want to enter the home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cursing those people. This, we say, does not happen. But I give you my experience in the masjid, not as a matter of criticizing you or taunting you, just to open your eyes as to what extent we have gone. A few days ago, I was sitting upstairs, like we said, after Asr Salat, and I was listening to my son, and I had a few minutes, so I walked up to the shelf there for the Quran. And what do I find? I find a writing pad where I showed one of the officers yesterday with a snap of the khinzir, the pig, lying right on the Quran, here in our masjid, lying right onto the Quran there. I was a bit doubtful, I took it out, and to verify it, I asked my son, what is this? He said, yes, it's the picture of a pig, and it was lying right on top of the Quran, right in our masjid. We talk about not worshipping, flyers are given out so frequently here. One flyer was given out, person sitting in my same row where I was sitting, put the flyer right before him, and he was making his ibadat and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may not be worshipping the picture, obviously, but the tashbih is there, the similarity is there, the resemblance is there. And this is what happens. This morning when I walk in, the same flyer of Miftah al-Ulum, it starts off with a parable of the Holy Quran. Incidentally, not even far from me, it's right here. First it starts off with the parable of those who spend Allah, Quran chapter 2, verse 261, lying right down here. There's no value. Why? Because it's just thrown about everywhere. So this is those things, those texts that lead to our degeneration as far as our deen is concerned. So we should be highly conscious. And there are people up to this age. One day I was in Medina Munawwara and we were waiting for a certain guest. One person that was extremely pious in Medina Munawwara is standing outside. So I told him, why don't you come inside? He says, no, there's pictures here. There's pictures in this area and I don't enter areas with these pictures. What is this? This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the hadith of Bukhari says that. And this is a sunnah that is completely dead in this age, in this era. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith that man ahya sunnati inda fasada ummati falahu ajru mi'ata shaheed. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people that revive my sunnah, in the time of fasad in my ummah, then they will get the reward of 100 martyrs. For example, not wearing the topi. No riwayat is mentioned. If somebody can bring me a riwayat, I'll be very grateful to him. That no riwayat I have come across that the Holy Prophet had read one salat without a headgear. There's no riwayat, not in Bukhari, not in any other book. So this may be a trend here, this may be a person is doing it out of negligence, maybe topis are not available, maybe people can't afford it, but if a person is doing it to belittle the sunnah of Rasulullah, it's just a sunnah, ma'azallah. Allah Ta'ala save us, the person looks down upon the sunnah of Rasulullah, this can lead to his disbelief and coming out of the deen of Islam. So these are factors that we should become conscious about. It's time now that we follow our deen. And the more we follow our deen, the more respect we will earn in the eyesight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of the non-Muslims around us as well, because we identify ourselves as Muslim. Imagine the irony of the whole situation, that throughout the world, the people are, so to say, bombarding us from all sides because we are Muslims. And when you peep inside the Muslim world, you find very few people that are really Muslims or want to be Muslims. We find them aping or following the ways of the West in all aspects, in their lives, in the eating and drinking, in the ideas, everywhere. So look at the irony of the whole thing. If you remain a complete Muslim, even then you are bombarded from all sides. But the irony is, we're not even practicing upon our deen. For some reason or the other, we find that we begin to shy away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look here, we find the headgear is missing. When you look at the bottom, you find the ankles are covered. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one hadith mentioned that khabu wa khasiru, khabu wa khasiru, khabu wa khasiru. May those people be at loss where the people be at loss and a lot of harm is caused to them. Abu Zar radiallahu anhu is with them. He says, O Prophet of Allah, who are those people? Who are those people against which you are talking about? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are three categories of people. And the punishment Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لا ينظر إليهم ولا يزكيهم ولا يكلمهم ولهم عذاب أليم. لا ينظر إليهم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at them with a look of mercy. ولا يكلمهم, He will not speak to them. ولا يزكيهم, and He will not purify them of sins. ولهم عذاب أليم, and for them is a painful punishment. Who are those people, O Prophet of Allah? Firstly, al-musbilu izarahu, that person that wears his garments below his ankles. Here it's a tent, head is open, the ankles are covered. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was so completely different. The headgear is there and the ankles are exposed at all times and not covered. In one riwayat, I think it's Abu Dawood, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the salat of that person, مُقْبِلُ إِزَارَهُ لَا يَقْبِلُ اللَّهُ صَلَاةَ مُسْبِلٍ صَلَاةَ مُسْبِلٍ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Allah ta'ala does not accept the salat of that person. This is a topic on its own, it just come here in my mind. And Umar radiallahu anhu is stabbed, he's about to lose his life. And what happens? When a young person comes to his gathering, as Umar radiallahu anhu tells him that lift up your garment. فَإِنَّهُ أَتْقَى لِرَبِّكَ وَأَنْقَى وَأَتْقَى أَتْقَى فَإِنَّهُ أَتْقَى لِرَبِّكَ وَأَنْقَى لِسَوْبِكَ. This is more piety therein for your Lord and more purer for your clothing. So this has become a trend. They become a trend everywhere that the person dresses in that manner. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Musbilu Izarahu is one of them. And there are so many other riwayats in the Quran and Hadith. One riwayat in Bukhari Sharif is, Ma asfala min al-Ka'bin, fafidnar.
Min
al-Izar. Ma asfala min al-Ka'bin, min al-Izar, fafidnar. That portion of the garment that is overlapping a person's ankle, that is in the fire of Jahannam. What is meant here? That portion will go into the fire of Jahannam. So there are so many hadiths. In fact, people have written complete books in this topic. So it is time that we identify ourselves as Muslim in all aspects of our life. Islam does not mean, which will mean, we heard stories yesterday of people of Sahaba, categories of families of Sahaba. Person Mawana was mentioning an alim that came from Chile. One of our South African ulama has gone to Chile, and you know the conditions in Chile. Thereafter he says, we have gone to an area that the person accepted Islam 4 miles, 4 hours away. Flight was 4 hours away, and accepted the Shahada. When they'd gone there to meet that person, he says his 80-year-old grandmother came and welcomed them in the house, etc. And after a while, she came with the snaps of two photographs, and he said, this is my father and this is my mother. The father was dressed up, had a big beard, had a turban, etc. And this is my mother, she had the head covered, etc. And we could make out that they were Muslims, but this 80-year-old lady is a non-Muslim. Eventually, when that person began to mention his ancestry, then he turned out to be one of the great grandsons of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, the Amirul Mu'mineen. And this is his progeny here after so many decades. What happened? You begin to compromise in your deen. In fact, as I came here yesterday, Sunday, I was very pleased to see such a big crowd here, such a big crowd of cars. I said, Alhamdulillah, they came to the Sunday school. Then a thought flashed across my mind, that Christians also congregate only on a Sunday, Muslims also congregate on a Sunday. Then my mind went further. Last year in Canada, in a place called Regina, that person told me, we used to hear this when we were young boys, when groups of people used to come to this country, that in that country, they read the Jummah Salat on Sunday. We used to hear it. I met a man in Regina, said, Mawlana, I bear witness, I was one of those people that used to read the Jummah Salat on a Sunday. What was the rationale and reasoning? We have no time in the weekdays. What's happening here? Same thing. Our children don't come on the weekdays. They're very busy. They only come on a Sunday. Sunday we have not even a madrasa or Islamics. We have a Sunday school. The words that are also used, the connotation of the words also depicts this feeling that we are steering away clear from all the norms of Islam, from all those things that were performed part of the basic culture of Islam. We are steering clear. What for? We are under no duress. We are given the opportunity. We are free to practice our deen. We have all the liberty here to sit in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least free the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all this photography, etc. Let us come close to the culture of Islam, close to the deen that is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.